From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The banjo has historically held an active role as a pivotal musical instrument in early African-American folk and traditional music. However, before becoming a popular fixture in U.S. minstrel shows of the 19th century, the banjo, with ancient ties to other African stringed instruments, was first crafted by enslaved Americans in the New World. Today, the banjo, a mainstay of American old-time music forms, is like a number of similar-sounding stringed instruments around the globe, from Japan's shamisen to Persia's tar to Morocco's centir, and yet the banjo's closest ancestor is likely the African kora. In various regions on the African continent, the kora is chief among stringed instruments with a featured skin head and gored body. The African kora, the banjo's closest cousin, differs from the early African-American banjo in that the neck does not possess a Western-style fingerboard or tuning pegs. Banjos, assigned a number of different names with fingerboards and tuning pegs, have existed in the Caribbean as early as the 17th century. Another possible forerunner to the banjo is the akonting, a spike folk lute played by various tribes, including the Jola tribe of Senegambia and the Ubakwawala of the Igbo. Similar banjo-like instruments appeared in the musical family of Senegal, not to mention the rich-sounding ngoni of the Wassoulou regions of Mali, Guinea, the Ivory Coast, as well as the more bass-like gimbri, developed in Morocco by sub-Saharan Africans. Early on, African-influenced banjos in the U.S. were built around a gored body and a wooden stick neck. And depending on available resources, American banjos had varying numbers of strings. By the 1830s, the five-string banjo, liberated from those enslaved, had become a popular support instrument among professional minstrels. By the 1890s, a newer version of the banjo emerged, in which the round gored sound chamber was replaced by a drum-like sound box with five strings and a fresh tuning system. In time, the modern American banjo has become a regular member of music styles and ensembles that perform traditional folk, bluegrass, country, and more, with players like Taj Mahal, Bella Fleck, and the legendary Pete Seeger. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at wpr.org.